Just enough. Okay, morning everyone. Today's daf Chagiga Gimel. We start on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're on the very bottom. Shal Rabbi Yishmael. We think the Lupin Foundation was sponsorship of the daf. Top of the Lezechen Ishmael Klos Lupin Zaltzman. Okay, Maisa Breishis Maisa Merkav. We started yesterday the second paragraph of the Masechta. Second paragraph Chagiga is going to deal with things that you're not allowed to speak publicly about. So it's good that we have a nice intimate gathering this morning. I'm sure Slichos also helped as well in terms of creating that nice intimate gathering. But the Mishnah says that there are certain things which cannot be expounded in any type of public fashion. So basically three categories. Number one is Arias. And yesterday the Gemara dealt with why Arias has to be a private crowd. Why can't you expound Arias publicly? The Gemara dealt with that yesterday. And two was Maisa Breishis, and three was Maisa Merkava. So Maisa Breishis creation, that was our big topic. That will continue to be a big topic for today. So that you need a smaller crowd for Maisa Breishis. Right, even though the Mishnah says Bishnaim, but if you remember, the Gemara yesterday changed it from not Bishnaim to but Lishnaim. So in other words, the audience cannot be greater than two. Okay, and finally Merkava, Maisa Merkava, which we'll get to later on this morning. But in the meantime, however, Maisa Breishis. So as long as we said that we can't darshan it to a crowd greater than two, rather two or greater. So then the Gemara yesterday went over some of the basics of Maisa Breishis. I'm venturing to say, if the Gemara is telling us these portions of Maisa Breishis, they're not the secrets. They're the parts of the Maisa Breishis which is, you know, the more revealed parts of Maisa Breishis, and obviously the secrets are left out of the Gemara. Okay, so I guess you could say, I could say, come to me later for secrets, but I don't have that many to give away. And Maisa Merkava, we'll come back to later. Okay, one of the things that we discussed yesterday, Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what was created first? Was it Shemaim or was it Aretz that was created first? So that was the Machlokes. The Chachamim took a middle position, literally in this case, a middle position, which is that they were created simultaneously. Okay, and then the Gemara dealt yesterday with what the Pesukim, and we have a Pesuk indicating that Shemaim was created first, we have a Pesuk that indicates that Aretz was created first, and okay, that was where we ended off yesterday. Shal Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, three lines from the very bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Akiva, "Kishayim ma'achem derech," when they were walking on the way. So, Amarle atash shishyamanta Nachmish Gamzu chav beishana. So you served Nachmish Gamzu for 22 years. Okay, Rabbi Akiva, we know was a Talmud of Nachmish Gamzu. Stories of Nachmish Gamzu, a number of them throughout the Gemara. So he served him for 22 years. 22, I can't imagine as a coincidence. Right, Rabbi Akiva also has the same name as Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu also left his family for 22 years. I'm venturing to guess that that there's a connection between these two. But anyway, Shaya Dorsh called Esen Shabbat Torah. So what did he do? He darshaned every time the word Esk finds itself in the Torah, he darshaned. So just as in a simple example, the first one that comes to my head, Kabid Es Avicha Ve'asimecha. The Pasuk says that you have to honor your mother and your father. The way around, father and mother. So we have the word S. S avicha ve'asimecha. So what's the S coming to include? Right. The stepmother, stepfather. There's an extra vav in there as well. The Gemara in Yavama says that the extra vav is for the oldest brother. Anyway, but the S is always coming there to include. It's an inclusive term. It's a ribui. So here now is a very simple question. S hashamayim v'asaretz maya darsh b'hem. Nachish Ishgamzu was theorized, postulated that every time you have the word S, it's a ribui. So what is he doing over here? So he says, look, the S over here is coming to help us define the terms. If we did not have the word S, right, Breishis Bara Elokim Shamayim. So I might have thought, it would have been, Shamayim was one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achshav Shenem, Es HaShamayim, Ves HaAretz, Shamayim, Shamayim, Mamash, Aretz, Aretz, Mamash. And now I know Es HaShamayim, the Es is coming to tell me the, it's an article, it's coming to tell me the heavens, the earth. So it's a, and now I know it's not a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it's a reference to the items that were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es HaAretz, Lamali, La'akdim, Shamayim, La'aretz. Why do I have the extra S in front of the word Haaretz? So the Gemara says we're on the top of Yud Beis Amud Beis. La'akim Shemayim La'aretz, to tell us that Shemayim was built before Aretz. And that goes that goes back to the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And and that happens to be Beis Shammai's position. Okay, so this Bryce.
That has a lot of expansion of the, like, you can say,
yeah, it's a break, correct. It's, in other words, you take the item and you basically, it's a derivative off that item. Correct, so Correct. Amid the Chachamim was by Es Hashem, right? Es Hashem Tira. Good. So Lama La'atim Shemayim La'aretz Va'aretz La'isatov. I'm sorry. Va'aretz La'isatov Vavoh. Continuing in the pasuk, it says that the world was Tov Vavoh. Yesterday we gave definitions of Tov and Bohu. So Mechti B'Shemayim Ischa B'Reisha Ma'ishna De'Kachashem Ma'isa Aretz. So the Gemara says, I'm just confused. Meaning, the way the Torah introduces creation, it says Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Aretz. So first Shamayim and then Aretz. And then in terms of the description, it says V'Haretz Aysa Tov Avo. Okay, well, what just happened? Well, in other words, Shamayim V'Aretz are obviously the introductory. They're like the beginning of an outline. And then you'd figure that the way the Torah would explain was first Shamayim then Aretz, but it's just the opposite. So the Gemara says, I understand why should that be. So time to be Rav Yishma. Mashal Melech Basav Adam Shama La'Avadav Vishkim Lepitzchai. So the Gemara says, I'll give you an analogy. It's like a king saying to his subjects, I need everyone to wake up early in the morning. So Hishkim Amatzah Nashim Anashim. So then he goes to the front door early in the morning, and who is there? Women and men are there. Lamim Shabech Lamishain Darkal Hashkim Vishkim. So who Akash Baruch is going to praise? Akash Baruch is going to praise the one who doesn't normally get up early. And so that's what he's going to give more praise to. So that's the mashal. Now let's think of the nimshal, meaning, and how does that translate? You have Shamayim and you have Aretz. What's slower? Now, I know it's a hard way to think, but in other words, obviously, this is the point of the Gemara. What's slower between Shamayim and Aretz? Aretz. Aretz is slower. It's physical. It's not spiritual. It's not ethereal. It's, you know, it's us. It's gravity. It's, you know, it holds us down. So the Aretz is considered a slower. In fact, Rashi says exactly that, makes exactly that point. So Hachanami, take a look at the third line in Rashi. The Karla Shemaim Tchila Havalei Aretz Ein Darko LaHashkim. Aretz is considered something that is not wake up early in the morning. Boshikol Maisa Aretz Misunim Umaisa Shemaim BeMehiros. The earth is slow. Creation is slow, but when it comes to the earth, when it comes to Shemayim, everything is quick. Everything is accelerated. So therefore the earth gets praised, because even though by nature it's slow, but it, quote unquote, it got up early. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, a description of the land, as a praise to the land for getting up early. Tanya, we continue in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omer Oilam Labirsha Ra'os Ve'enan Yodos Ma Ra'os. Woe to the people who see, but have no idea what they're seeing. And they stand on something, and they're not even sure what they're standing on. And the Gemara now is going to give us a means of understanding this point, where basically we see the world around us, but we really don't understand. We don't understand the mechanics of the world. Now, the Gemara is going to give a description of the mechanics of the world. And yes, of course, like we've seen time and again, the mechanics over here is describing the world. The engineering of the world does not conform to what we know of the world. So, but again, the Gemara over here is not necessarily meant to be taken literally, and based on the little we know about the earth around us, it's not to be taken literally, but the Gemara obviously is making a larger point. So, the Gemara over here says, Ha'aretz Alma Omedes Al Amudim. So, in terms of the earth, what does the earth stand on? So, it's standing on pillars. Shenemar Amargiz Aretz Mimkama Ve'amudeha Yispaltsun Amudim Alamayim. And then what are the pillars standing on? The pillars are standing on water. And what's the water standing on top of? The water standing on mountains. And what's the mountains being supported by? Mountains are being supported by wind. Ruach bisara. And what's the ruach being supported by? Storms. Ruach saro sad devaro. And what is the storms being supported by? By the arms of Akash Baruch Hu. So in other words, we're standing on what seems to be pretty firm ground, and we're thinking, okay, that's it. That's what's supporting me. That's not what's supporting you. What ends up supporting you, if you go deeper and deeper, what ends up supporting you is Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your kaviyach, the best of my understanding, the arms of Akash Baruch Hu. Shenemar mitachas ra'os olam. V'chachamim omrim al yubis amudim omdos. How many pillars are we talking about? So the Chachamim say it's 12 pillars, Shenamar, Yatsev Gvulos, Amim Limispar B'nei Yisrael. Well, count B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael is divided into 12 tribes. So the number of, pillars are 12. V'yeshomim Zaynamudim Shenamar, Chatzva Mudeh Shiva. Another position is that there were 7 pillars because of the pasuk in Mishlei. Chatzva Mudeh Shiva. I can think of one other place in Shas. It doesn't mean that that's it, but I can just think of one other place where the Gemara quotes this pasuk in Mishlei, and where is that? That's in the discussion. It's in Gemara Shabbos. Somewhere in the Kufs. Mid Kufs. Anyway, the Gemara Shabbos discusses how many chumashim are there? Now, that's not a fair question. The word chumash means five. So if I ask how many chumashim there are there, the answer would be there are five chumashim. But but there's an opinion in the Gemara over there. If I remember correctly, it's Rebbe. So Rebbe's position is, no, they're not five chumashim, they're seven chumashim. I don't think calling them chumashim is correct. You have to come up. But what he does is that he takes the two psukim by Heben Soa, which is found in Parshas Baloscha. That's a Parsha Bifnei Atzma. So that means that there are three Sfarim to Bamidbar. There's before Vayim and Soa, there's the actual two Psukim Vayim and Soa, that's the Sefer Bifnei Atzma, and then anything after that in Sefer Bamidbar. So Bamidbar now turns into three Sfarim, not one. Three plus another four, Reish, Shemot, Vayikra, and Devarim. So that's a total of seven Sfarim. And then the Gemara says, and how do I know that? Gemara quotes the Pasuk Mishlei, Chatzveh Amudah Sheba. Right, seven pillars. Okay. Rav Lazar ben Shemar Amar Allah Amud. The world is supported by one pillar, and by the way, the name of that pillar is Tzadik. Shenemar v'Tzadik Yisod Olam, the Tzadik is Yisod Olam, the foundation of the earth. Amar Yudosh Nebikim Hain. Okay, now we talked about, again, we're not describing now, you know, the world around us, the natural world around us, but basically a system, some form of concept of how the earth is below us. So now we describe the earth below us. Now we're going to go to the Rakia. We're going to go to the above. The best way I could describe it, even though it's probably not the best way, but best way I could describe it, is that the Rakia is like a dome. And the way that the Rakia, the heavens, work is that basically it's a dome, another dome, and seven all together. Well, I'm giving it away. That's the opinion of Reish Lakish, which we'll get to in just a moment. But that is the way that he conceives, that he perceives the Shamayim. And basically, if you would, again, I'm just giving an imagery just so you could see, but if there was an elevator, you take the elevator, so there'd be seven floors to the elevator going up, and the Gemara in detail is going to tell us what's going to be found on which floor in Shamayim. Okay, so Amar Rav Yehuda Shnei Rakim Hain. So first the Gemara tells us the opinion of Rav Yehuda, which is that there are two Rakias, not seven, which I just told you, but rather there are just two. How do I know that? Shenemar Hain L'Hashem Elokecha HaShamayim U'Shmei HaShamayim. Okay, so it comes out to two rekias. Reish Lakish Amar Shiva, Reish Lakish says there are seven. Now here, interesting, Hedy, the Rambam says that he goes like Reish Lakish. In other words, when he gives the description of the world and the Shamayim and the Arts, so he describes Shamayim as being seven heavens. So the Rambam is paskening. So Reish Lakish Amar Shiva, the Eluhain, and they are, so first we're just going to name them. One Vilon, two Rakia, three Shchakim, four Zvul, five Ma'on, six Mechon, and seven Aravos. Okay, so now after naming them, and we're looking at them in an ascending order. So in other words, the one that is most proximate to us is Vilon, and the one that is most furthest from us is Aravos. I speak spatially, but everyone understands that it not is not necessarily spatial. This could be all metaphysical, and so fine. But I think we all basically get the point. Vilon. So number one is the Vilon Einam Hashamish Klom. So the Gemara says, what's its purpose? The Gemara says, nothing. It serves no purpose. Ela Nechna Shachris V'yotze Arvis. But rather what happens, now the word Vilon, by the way, translates as basically a curtain. Right? Even modern Hebrew. Right? Vilon is some sort of curtain, so basically it's a curtain. And Nechna Shachris V'yotze Arvis, it goes in the morning and it comes out in the evening. U'mecharish b'chol yom ma'isa b'reishis. And it renews ma'isa b'reishis. And Emar ha'notek kedok shamayim. V'yimtechen ka'ol la'sheves. V'yimtechen, it stretches out like a tent. Okay, so basically, open curtain, closed curtain. Exactly what's going on over here, not totally clear to me. If you take a look at Rashi, so Rashi says, Nichna shachris l'toch tiko v'ha'or nir'eh. So it goes in, it's like a sack, and the light is seen. V'yotze arvis mitiko. It spreads out over the light. So basically, it's covering and uncovering the sun. That's Rashi's description. If you'd like to see another description of what Vilon is and how it works, and a differing opinion, so you can take a look at the second Tosfos over here. I'm not going to go through it right now, but take a look at the second Tosfos over here where he gives a different description of how exactly Vilon works. Okay, but again, simple shot. Vilon, the curtain. Number two, Rakia. Shebocham alavona kochav amazal skvuin. So Rakia is where we're going to find all the constellations. The sun, moon, stars, mazalos. So when we say mazalos, what are we referring to? So generally mazalos are constellations. But it already says kochavim. So most probably over here in the context of this line of Gemara, mazalos is a reference to the planets. Okay, because if you know anything about constellations, I just know the basics, not even. But if you know anything about constellations, the stars are fixed, stars aren't moving, stars are in a fixed pattern. But the mazalos, meaning the in this case we're talking about the planets, and including that is the sun and the moon, so they're always moving within the constellation. So that probably what is what the Gemara here is referring to. So Levana Kochav Mazalos Kvuin, Shenema Viteno Sam Elokim Barakia Shamayim. And how do we know that they're all placed in Rakia? That's the second level. Okay, so the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Bereishis. Shichakim, we're up to now number three. Shebo Rechaim Omdim Metochnos Man Letzadikim. So what Shichakim? That's where there's a millstone, and the man is ground up for the tzadikim. Now, again, how well are we all going to understand this? As well as we can. But the word shachak actually means to grind up. That's what the word shochek actually means. So I write to anyone who says the Ketores in the morning. So you see the word shochek. So that's where the man is ground up. Shenemar v'yitzav shachakim imam v'dal se shemayim pesach v'yamter aleim man le'echol. Okay. Number four. Zvul. Shebo yushalem u'beisem mikdash u'mizbech banui. So that's where you're going to find Yushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, and the Mizbech all built. Right? The Gemara tells us a number of places, and here is one of them, where basically there's a complementary spiritual world to the physical world, meaning there's almost like mirror imaging between that which we see here in the physical world and that which exists in the spiritual world. And as far as Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, Mizbech, so there is a spiritual component to it, and it is located on level four. So Michal Asar Gadol made Makriba of Karban. And who's offering Karbanos on the Yerushalayim Shamala, on the Mizbeach Shamala? So the Gemara identifies Michal. Shenem Rabbanan Benisi Beisavu Lecha Machal Shiftecha Olamim. Uminan De Ikrei Shamayim Dechsev Habeim Shamayim Urei Mizvul Kachecha V'Sifartcha. And we know it's up in Shamayim because we have a Pasuk, and a Pasuk says very clearly in Yeshayahu that you're going to look from Shamayim and you're going to see from where? From Zvul Kachacha. So you see that Zvul is Zvul is located in Shamayim, and that's where the Yerushalayim and the Mizbech and the Beis HaMikdash Shamala is located. We're up to now level 5. Rakia, not Rakia, but Shamayim, level 5. Ma'on, Shebo Kito Shamala Chesher Shomram Shira Balayla, V'chashos Bayom. So that Ma'on is where you have the Malach Hasharis, attending angels, who are saying Shira at night, and they're quiet during the day. Mimnei Kvodim Shal Yisrael. And out of respect for the Jewish people, Shenemar, Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chazor, V'layla Shira Imi. So the Pasuk says that these Malachim are singing at night, but quiet during the day, to extend respect to the Jewish people. Why are they not singing during the day? So you take a look at Rashi. So Rashi says, meaning we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu during the day. So in other words, basically, it's like shifts, if you will. Like, we're working during the day, we're praising Kodesh Baruch Hu during the day, we go to bed at night, okay, so the Malachim, you got someone's got to say Shira. Someone's got to be Mekale. So that's the Malachim Shom. Good. Back to the Gemara. Anyone who's involved in the study of Torah at night, so Kodesh Baruch Hu extends a chushul chesed, literally translated as a thread of grace for that individual during the day. To the best of my understanding, there's a unique element of learning at night. Because he was singing Shira. Interesting, the Gemara here describes learning Torah as a Shira. It's like a song. Okay, we're right up to Parsha Tzazinu. Okay, good. But the entire Torah is referred to as a Shira. Or another way to understand the day of night, not literally day night, but night being this world, day being the world to come. You study Torah in this world, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is Moshech, he extends the Chushul Ches in the world to come. Amar Rabbi Levi Kol Posik Medivir Torah Vosik Medivir Sicha Machil Oso Gachalei Risamim. You're involved in Torah, you're involved in the study of Torah, and you stop for sicha, for just idle chatter, so you ultimately will be fed gicha le resamim coals, hot coals. Shenamar hakotafim meluach ale siach v'shorosh resamim lachmam. The key words over here is maluach, maluach from the word luchos, which are the luchos, meaning a reference to Torah. And if you stop and you involve in siach, sicha, so then resamim lachmim the hakos. Now, how do we know that this is located up in Shemayim? Because it says, Hashkifa mima'on kashech min ha-shamayim. Parshas Kisavo, we just did a couple weeks ago on Shabbos. So that is a clear indication that the ma'on, level 5, is up in Shemayim. Two more to go. Machon shebo otzo shalik v'otzos barad v'aliyos talalim ra'im v'aliyos agalim v'chadar shel sufa v'sahara u'ma'ar shel kitor. At any point, do I want to translate what I'm reading? Maybe. The machon is where you have snow, hail, bad dew. Aliyas agalim, right? I have over here basins of water. I'm not sure what I'm talking about. The chadrash shel sufa b'sahara, storms, umarash shel kitor, smoke and fog, v'dalsasim eish, towards the fire. So the Gemara says, and all that is located now in level 5. So basically now in level 5, we're basically all the storms, right? In other words, you have a hurricane, right? We get them every now and then. Okay, small tefillah, not this year, not next year. Okay, let's skip the hurricane for this year. But anyway, good. So where did it come from? So the Gemara says it comes from level 5. Meaning, right, we just see it as kind of like appearing out of nowhere in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, but it comes from level 5. So, Hani Bir Kiyasa is new, Hani Bara is new. So the Gemara says, what's going on over here? That's the Rekia. It's in the ground. So, Dichsev, Aluas Hashem in Arts, Tanim Vichol Tomos, Yeshiva Shal Vikitur, Ruch Sarav Sar Devaro. Pasuk Daily, we say it daily as part of Pasuk of Zimra. So it says, Aluas Hashem Min Haaretz. It's in the domain of Aretz. And what's in the domain of Aretz? Eish, Barad, Shelag, Kitor. Basically, everything we just described by being level 5. But meanwhile, the Pasuk in Tehillim says it's here. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav. David Bikesh Aleim Rachamim. So the Gemara says that, well, there was an original and then there was a change. Originally, it was all level 5. And David HaMelech says, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, not right. Not appropriate that these are so close to you. V'haridan la'aretz, bring it down to the world. Amar lefan of Rebbe Sholom. Lo kel chafetz rasha ata, lo yegurcha ra. We don't want ra near you, proximate to you. Again, we're talking, I say proximate, I'm, you know, obviously none of this is spatial. But in other words, it should be close to you, Kosh Baruch Hu. The shelig, the kitor, all that should be far away from you. Tzadik ata Hashem lo yegur b'megurcha ra. Minan dekrei shamayim. Sorry. So David HaMelech asked the Kosh Baruch Hu, transfer. Move it. And Akash Baruch Hu did. Now how do we know that this area, this level 6 of Mechon, is located up in Shemayim? So the Gemara says, to tell you how we know that, but Tatashma Shemayim, Mechon Shiftecha, Pasuk, connecting Shemayim and Mechon. And finally, number 7, seventh of the Kriyas, Arava Shabo. Now what is going to be located in Aravos? Tzedek, Mishpat, Tztaka, Justice, Righteousness. I can switch that around. Tzedaka, charity. Ginzei chaim, ginzei shalom. Storehouses of life, storehouses of peace. Ginzei baracha, blessing. Unishmasam shel tzadikim, the neshamas. Ruchos unishamo she'asi lihi baros. All ruach, all neshama that will be created. In other words, this is they're all spiritual planes. They're all up in Shemayim, but this is as spiritual as you can get. Tal she'asi l'kosh baruch le'achas bo meisim. The dew, but not just any dew. But the dew that will be used for Tchias HaMeisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rain the dew on the ground. And the and Bimhera will have Tchias HaMeisim. Tzedek u'mishpat. Dechsev tzedek u'mishpat mechon kisecha. The Gemara is now going to quote psukim that are going to connect all these midos up in level 7. So tzedek u'mishpat mechon kisecha. So you have a pasuk that says straight out. That tzedek u'mishpat are in this area of mechon. Tztaka dechsev ayubash tztaka kisarim ginzecha. I'm sorry, kisarim. He wears the tzedakah, right? Takash Baruch Hu is kivat? Keshiryan. Shiryan. Okay, fine. Right, armor. Yeah, good, thank you. So, right, Takash Baruch Hu is wearing it. So if he's wearing it, it's got It's got to be all the way up there. Level number 7. Gizeh chayim dechsev ki am chamakor chayim. So the, ki ima chamakor chayim. Okay, so that's, it's with you, it's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, you get the impression that 7 is where, kavayachol, again, to the best of our understanding, that's where Hashem is. Meaning, that's where his main domain is. Shalom dechsev ayikra lo Hashem shalom. Gizeh bracha dechsev yisav racha meis Hashem. Okay, bound in the bonds of life. That's the neshamas. Neshamas are with a, I'm sorry. Es Hashem Elokecha, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ruchos and neshamas shasti li baras dechsev ki ruch malfana yatov. Right, they surrounded by the ruchos. Uneshamas ani asisi and tal shasti HaKadosh Baruch Hu liachas bames dechsev geshem nidvos tanif elokim nachlascha. Vinila atak konanta. Okay, so this Geshem that's going to come down and resurrect, that's all by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Sham. And what else are we going to find up there in level number 7? So, Ofanim, Serafim, V'chayas HaKodesh. Angels, but high-level angels. I mean, the highest Malachim. So, Umalach Yesharz, V'kisei HaKavod. Melech El-Chai, Ram, V'nisa, Shochein, Aleim, Ba'aravos. Okay, so everything up to and including, right, Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, that's his domain. Shenemar, Solo Rochev Baravos, Bekar Shemo. Umanan Dekre Shemaim, and again, how do we know that's up in Shemaim? Asya Rechiv Rechiv, Aksiv Hacha, Solo Rochev Baravos. It says Solo Rochev, and meanwhile, Aksiv Hassam, Rochev Shemaim Be'ezracha. Okay, so, we have a Gzera Shava that links, that connects the words Rochev, and one is connected to Shemaim, the other one is connected to the seventh level, that of Aravos. Okay, Adkan. Let's go on in the Gemara. We're all the way on the very bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. So Rochev Shemaim Bezrecha V'Choshechan V'Afal Mekifin Oso. I'm sorry. Shamayim Be'ezracha. V'choshech v'anan v'rafal mekifin asau, surrounded by choshech and darkness and clouds and arafel, shenema yashes choshech sisro sviv asav, sukaso chashach tamayim aveshchakim. So ika chashucha kameshmaya. The one thing the Gemara is bothered by is that description that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being surrounded by choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not surrounded by choshech. V'aksiv. Hu gala amikata umistarta yada ma bechashacha venura imei share. Okay, pasuk from Daniel. It's in Aramaic. I told you. Litmus test to know whether or not you know Aramaic is whether you can see a pasuk in Daniel and translate it. I can't. I don't know Aramaic. We've gone through a little bit of Gemara together, but still, conversationally, don't know Aramaic. But anyway, but the point is that the pasuk in Daniel is describing how the choshech can't be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So lokasha ha bevate gavai ha bevate berai. Okay, sounds like a familiar answer. It should a week ago, just a week ago in the daf. We went over a similar point. There's an interior and there's an exterior. Again, just concepts for us to help us understand. Bate gavai, that's the interior. Rashi on the very top of Yigimel Meralef venuara imei shara, and that's where the light is. But in the exterior, so there's a little bit of choshech over there as well. Okay, v'amar avach bar Yaakov. We are on the very top of the Gimel Amud Aleph. Od rakia echad yesh lamala meirosh echayos echziv. There's another rakia that is above the heads of the chayos. Chayos are those high level malachim. Echziv v'demus al roshe hachayos. And there's a thing called the mus. The thing. I don't have a better term to describe it. But there's an entity of demus which is above the heads of the chaya. Rakia keina kerach hanora ad. I'm sorry, hanora. And Tasa would look like ice. It would look like a sheet of ice. Okay. Ad kan yesh l'charish l'sadaber. Good. And we've hit it. We've hit our limits. Meaning we just described the limits of Aretz all the way down. We went to Shamayim. We went all the way up. And the Gemara is saying, right, we don't have to ad lib. The Gemara says that's it. That is the extent that is of our. I'd even say understanding, whatever understanding we have. But beyond that point in time, you have no permission to speak. We have no permission. Shekein, because of the Sefer Ben Zira. And the Gemara says, and you know what? I'll quote a pasuk. Pasuk from Ben Sira. Huh? Pasuk? Ben Sira? So, yeah. Yeah, not the first time the Gemara quotes pasukim from Ben Sira. Ben Sira is it never made into Tanakh. It's written during Bais Sheni, written during the Second Temple, and not canonized, not part of the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. Okay, but the Gemara quotes it. And b'mufla mimcha al tidrosh uv'mechusa mimcha al tachkor. So you can't ask. In other words, you can't do investigations beyond that. You have no business with the concealed matters. So in other words, up to what we described today, so we have at least some shaychus. We can talk about it. Beyond that, we don't have the permission not to talk about it, not to investigate the matter. Tanya. Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Amar Tshuva, Hashivusa Baskol, Osa Rasha, Vishasha Amar. What did the Baskol say to that Rasha? Now that Rasha, who qualifies here as that Rasha? We're speaking about Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, destroyer of Bais Rishon, but also a fighter to God, a rebel to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "Gemara quotes the pasuk in Yeshayahu, 'Allah b'masi av adamala elyon.' So I'm gonna stand up to heaven. Meaning, not only am I gonna do war with the Jewish people, not only am I gonna destroy the Beis Hamikdash, I'll go right up against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll go up there." So in other words, he's giving a description of how he's going to go up to level 7. Okay, all the way up to level 7. So what does the Baskol say to such a challenge? So, yeah, the Baskol, the Amr, Allah, Rasha ben Rasha, ben Benoshel, Nimrod ha-Rasha, Nebuchadnezzar goes all the way back to Nimrod. And the Gemara, right, biologically, I don't know if we're literally here talking three generations, but certainly from a standpoint of Nimrod also rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu and had a direct confrontation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shehemrit kol ha'olam kulo alav b'machuso. And not only that, but Nimrod also not only got himself riled up, got everyone riled up. So kamash nosef sha'adam shivim shana shenemar yimei shenasenu b'am shivim shana v'imik v'rishmonim shana. So good. So let's talk about human life. The human lifespan is 70 years, maybe 80 years. Okay. Now, how long would it take to travel through every one of these levels? So to get to the first level, that'd be 500 years. And to get through just to the next one is another 500 years. So basically we're talking about 1,000 years of travel. Again, travel over here. I know it seems like we're talking spatial and linear, and maybe, right, probably not. But again, the Gemara is making a simple point that certain things are just going to be so well beyond our comprehension. So we're talking about 500 years plus another 500 years of travel just to get to the next level. Now, so good. So it's 1,000 years of travel just to get through one. And then there's seven of them, so that's 7,000 years of travel. Plus, the Gemara says, you're not even there yet. Then, Chayos, of course, Raglei HaChayos, Keneged Kulam. Now, just the Raglei HaChayos, in other words, we're now on level 7, but now, on top of that, we have to now traverse the Raglei HaChayos, the legs of the Chayos, and how long is that? Whatever you traveled is that. That's the Raglei HaChayos. Karsulei HaChayos, Keneged Kulam. Then you have the Karsulei, kind of like the knees of the Chayos. So there, that's traveling, that is another total of what we just described. Shokei HaChayos Keneged Kulam. And the thighs of the Chayos are now another total travel. It's like we're talking about exponential growth over here. So Rechuvei HaChayos Keneged Kulam. And then the mid-leg. So Yarchei HaChayos Keneged Kulam. And the thighs are, it corresponds to the total. Gufei HaChayos Keneged Kulam. The bodies are now another total. And Savari Echayes Keneged Kulam, the neck now another total. Rashi Echayes Keneged Kulam, and the heads of the Chayos another total. Karnei Echayes Keneged Kulam, the horns of the Chayos another. So Lamala Mehem Kisei Kavod. So then they get to the Kisei Kavod, Raglei Kisei Kavod Keneged Kulam. Kisei Kavod Keneged Kulam. Melech Kel Chay VeKayam Ram Nisa Shochein Aleim. And then, you get to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, Nebuchadnezzar. What did you want to do again?
Right,
I didn't do the math, but okay, right. So, but it's exponential. It's exponential growth. And Nebuchadnezzar 70, 80, right? Let's even give it to 120, right? He's a Russia, so not really that interested, but okay. Okay, v'ata amarta ala b'amsi av, admal al-yon, ach el-sha'ol toreid al-yarkasebor. And in fact, Nebuchadnezzar, let me just also inform you that you're going in a different direction. You're not going lamala, you're going lamata. Okay. Okay, breathe for just a moment. Lo b'merkava. Yeah. Lo b'merkava b'yachid. Okay, Maisa Breishis, we covered. Okay, to whatever extent we could. Now we're up to Maisa Merkava. So again, we're really, first of all, Maisa Merkava is the first prayer of Yechezkel. Meaning, you ask me, what is the description of the chariot of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Oh, that's easy. Read it. It's the first parak of Yechezkel, and I don't think it's a coincidence. You know when we learned that as Haftarah, first parak of Yechezkel, so that's Shavuos, first day of Shavuos. So after the after not sleeping the whole night, so the I'm telling you they did it by design. I don't want to hear anything different. Okay, it's my theory. I'll own it. So the I don't know how proud I am of it, but the okay, but whatever. Yeah, correct. But okay, it's the Maisa Merkava is the esoterics of Torah, right? Call it Kabbalah. I don't know if that's even really the right way to say it. Although there'll be enough evidence today that may be the right term, but I don't know Kabbalah. So for me, it's not. I'm coming from a position of sounds right, but I really don't know. But the but we're talking about Merkava. So when. What kind of audience do you need for Merkava? So you remember back to the Mishnah, an audience of one, and not everyone, right? Somebody who is the Choshel Chasak. I'm sorry, I lost my spot in the Mishnah. Right, I'm going back to the Mishnah. Ela im kein haya chacham umevi midato. Okay, someone who's a chacham umevi midato. Okay, got to be somebody who understands things, and so it has to be only one at a time and a special one. Tani Rabbi Chia, Avamos no Roshei Prakim. Okay, what you can do is you can give over Roshei Prakim. So, Roshei Parshios, meaning an outline, yes. Details, no. I'm Rabbi Zerah and Mos no Roshei Prakim, Elala Bezin. Olechol Mishalibo Doeg Bikirbo. Okay, Roshei Prakim is given over only to either, you have to be an Abezin, or somebody whose heart is worried or concerned. Meaning, as Yerushalayim, he understands the serious nature of what we're about to study, and such an individual. Igdami v'husha libo doe bikirbo. Right, the Igdami is, no, it has to be, not only not based in, but and, he has to be somebody who has tremendous Yerushalayim. You'd like to think that the Av Beis Din is somebody with Yerushalayim, but okay. Amar Rabbi Ami Amos ben Sisrei Torah Ella l'mishyesh bo chamisha dvarim. So in order to hand it over to somebody, has to have somebody with five things. So Sar Chamashim, the right. I'm sorry, Sisrei Torah. I'm sorry, I was looking for the Rashi. Sisrei Torah. We're talking about the secrets of the Torah, right? Rashi says Maisa Merkava, Sefer Yetzira, Maisa Breishis. Right, Rashi describes it as being a brisa. Okay, secrets of the world. Maisa Merkava being one of the things being described over here. So you have to be Sar Chamishim. You have to be somewhat of a leader. Neso Panem. You have to have someone who Hakadosh Baruch Hu shows you favor. Yoetz. You have to have Eitzah, insight. Chacham Charashim, smarts, and Navon Lachash, and insights. Amar Rabbi Ami and Mosin Devar Torah LaOvei Kochavim Shenemar Lo Asachin L'Chol Goy Mishpatim Bayidaum. Handing over Torah to an Ovei Kochavim is prohibited. Because the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Tehillim says, Lo Asachin L'Chol Goy, and not to be given over Mishpatim Bayidaum. Amalei Rabbi obviously what to discuss over there in terms of not giving over Torah to a non-Jew. Right, it certainly doesn't include Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Obviously, that's universal. That's supposed to be broadcast. Right. In the context of our Gemara, it sounds like maybe we're just describing the Sisra Torah. But okay. Amli Rav Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Ta Agmarcha B'Maisa Merkava. So Rav Yochanan says to Rabbi Elazar, okay, it's time. All right, let's sit down. I'll teach you the Maisa Merkava. Amli Lo Kashai. So he says, I'm not old enough. Okay, I got to be old enough. Right? Legend has it that you have to be 40 years of age in order to start engaging in any of these. So I cannot speak to the legend, but I can speak, however, out of Rabbeinu Chananel. Take a look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. Oh, I should have underlined it. Okay, if I can find it quickly, great. And if not, so I'll do it. Yeah, Rabbeinu Chananel says 50. I was just looking for it inside. I wanted to read it inside. Okay. I'll look for it later. Okay. I'll find it later. Anyway, Rabbeinu Chananel says 50. You have to be... So, okay, so let's go. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the Gemara. Sorry for the pause. So, Tagmar Mechmeis Mekava Amalei Ki... So, sorry. Tagmar Kikashnach Nafshei de Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So Rabbi Elazar's response to Rabbi Yochanan was, I'm not old enough. Okay, he's not old enough. So then, later in life, as he felt now he was ready, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan dies. So Amalei Rabbi Asi Tavag Merchma Maisa Merkava. So Rabbi Asi says to Rabbi Elazar, okay, I'll teach you Maisa Merkava. Okay, now you're old enough. Amalei Zakai Gemirtim Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar saw this as a simon min hashamayim. If I were ready, I would have learned it. If I were worthy, I should say. If I were Zocha, I would have learned it from Rabbi Yochanan. Obviously, I didn't. See, so it's simon hashamayim. So, me Rav Yochanan Ravcha, Rav Yosef Avagamar Ma'aser Merkava, Sabe de Pumpadisa, Havutana be Ma'aser Brachus. So the elders of Pumpadisa were learning Ma'aser Brachus. Amar Le Ligmar La Mar Ma'aser Merkava. So, could you teach us Ma'aser Merkava? Amar Lui says to them, Agmar Li Ma'aser Brachus. So he says, okay, no problem at all. But we'll do an exchange. I'll teach you Maisa Merkava, but you first teach me Maisa Brachus. Okay. So now, fine. So they do their end of the deal. They teach Maisa Brachus, and now they're asking to be taught Maisa Merkava. I'm Lutanina Bahu. Dvash Vechalav Tachas Lashonech. Dvarma Mesukim Dvash Vechalav Ye Tachas Lashonech. So he says, look, we learned in a Braisa that honey and milk are underneath your tongue, which means Dvarma Mesukim Dvash Vechalav Ye Tachas Lashonech. Something which is sweeter than Dvash V'chalav, which is a reference to Maisa Merkava, so you keep it under your tongue. I can't teach it. Okay. Now, I guess we could ask a very straightforward question, which would be, well, then if he knew that he was going to teach it, so how can he barter Maisa Brachus from Maisa Merkava, having accepted the barter, being taught Maisa Brachus, and then quote this pasuk? Okay. I don't have the answer. It's an obvious question. So Rabbi Abar Amar Mehacha Kvasim La Vushech Dvarim Shehin Kivshano Shalom Yutachas La Vushech. Again, same basic idea. Meaning it's secrets. You can't reveal the secrets. Amar Li Tanin Bahu Ad Vayomar Eli Ben Adam. Okay. I'm sorry. So how far is Maisa Merkava? Meaning here's what we know. Maisa Merkava, and in terms of the Pesukim, meaning we can read the Pesukim. It's part of Tanakh. Right, we're supposed to read the Pesukim, supposed to learn it, and as I mentioned earlier, we learn it every Haftarah for first day of Shavuos, but it starts in the beginning of the first parak of Yecheskel. How far does it go? Meaning, up until what point in Sefer Yecheskel is it quote-unquote considered Maisa Merkava? So, the Gemara brings down a Machlokas. So, Tanim Behu Ad Vayomar Elai Ben Adam. So, that is already into the second parak of Yecheskel. Amalu Hein Hein Maisa Merkava. Rabbi Omer Ad Va'ere Basra, and Rabbi Yisrael Gamar Ad HaChashmal. So the meanwhile, the Tanayim, Rabbi Yitzchak, so they give different points in the first parak of Yecheskel in terms of what is considered Maisa Merkava. Anything beyond that, it just doesn't qualify. It's not considered Maisa Merkava. That obviously poses a difficulty, because we just said that the Maisa Merkava goes to the second parak, into the second parak. So the Gemara explains like this. Ad ve'era megamrinan. Now, up to the word va'era, so that you're allowed to teach. Mikan ve'elach, mesrinan roshei prakim. But after that, roshei prakim, just the outline. Igidami ad ve'era masrinan roshei prakim. Mikan ve'elach, imochacha mevi midato in ilolo. So another way to explain it is that, no. Up until va'era, roshei prakim, just an outline. And then what do we do after the word va'era? Then it's self-study. Meaning, if you're smart and you get it and you understand, great. And if not, sorry. Now, one of the things mentioned in Yecheskel, in the first parak by Maisa Merkava, is chashmal. Okay, Israel, modern Hebrew, that's electricity. Okay, don't play with electricity. Okay, that's what we're going to end with today. Don't play with electricity. But over here, we're describing electricity, we're describing chashmal. So the Gemara tells the story, how Yenuka Dadosh Bechashmal Venafka Nura Vachalte. Child was playing with electricity, right? Darshaning a chashmal, and a fire came out and ate him. Shani Yuka Dalo Mati Zimne. So the Gemara says, okay, but he was young, he's too young, shouldn't have been engaging in those kinds of activities. Amrav Yehuda Baram Zachor Oso Aish Latov Vechananya Ben Chizkir Shmol Emalaihu Nignes Yifir Cheskel Shayu Dvar Soshun Divrei Torah Omasa Halu Logimo Me'askar B'Shemem V'Yashab Aliyah V'Darshu. The Gemara here, the same Gemara in Shabbos, tells us that Hananya Ben Chizkir resuscitated Sefer Yecheskel, aside from the Maisim Rekav in the beginning, but there are parts of Sefer Yecheskel which are so sir. They contradict the Divrei Torah, right? As one simple example, it says in Sefer Yecheskel that Kohanim don't eat treif. Okay, don't eat treifa, right? Kohanim don't eat treifa. So that's I'm paraphrasing. I'm not quoting the pasuk. I don't know by heart, but Kohanim don't eat treif. So you look at a pasuk like that. Okay, Kohanim don't, and the rest of us do. And just one example of Pesukim in Sefer Yecheskel which don't seem to make sense. And Hananya ben Chizkiah took up in the attic, and he took Sefer Yecheskel with him, and he explained everything. Okay, we'll pause over here. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick it up with Chashmal, a little more Chashmal talk, and more discussion of Maisa Merkava. If you'd like to for tomorrow, you can take a look at the first parak of Yecheskel. Again, we're not learning Maisa Merkava. We're going to be learning the first parak in Yecheskel. Please don't worry. Okay, I'm not revealing any secrets tomorrow. But please come back.